The holidays are here again. And this season of giving, Verizon's offering 3 lines for the price of 2, which is less than $29 per line per month. So now you can feel a little more generous. Like, if you want to bring your great-aunt Stacy onto the plan...
Me?
Your roommate Kevin...
Heck yeah!
Or your new sister-in-law Teresa...
Woohoo!
This winter, bring in 3 phones to get 3 lines for the price of 2 on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees.
It's like getting a third line for free.
What she said. All you have to do is swing by your local Salt Lake City Verizon store. Talk about a holiday miracle. Happy giving and happy saving. From all of us here at Verizon. $35 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with 3 new lines on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem, so it's Christmas time.
Can you believe this?
I cannot believe it is the end of the year and we are on countdown to Christmas. Jeff, how was your Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was wonderful. We got to go to our daughter's house, and so we didn't have to cook. But my wife cooked anyway because she wants leftovers, so we have a turkey.
Oh.
Happy ending.
Happy ending, all as well. I had Thanksgiving at my home we hosted this year, and that's always so much fun. I am very blessed because my mom always makes the turkey. So, you know, it's maybe a good thing and a bad thing because I don't know how to make a turkey because my mom always does it, but I feel very grateful. And I'm a Costco cook is what I call myself. I just go to Costco. I buy all the trimmings, you know, the loaded mashed potatoes, and they actually do the Caesar salad.
Wait,
they do the pies.
Wait,
you guys, life is good.
You've never stuck your hand into that turkey to grab out the... Yeah.
Oh, no, Jeff. No. But I heard that honey-baked ham actually has a pretty killer turkey and ham. So, you know, maybe do that for Christmas. I don't know. Great time to do Christmas shopping. It is already Christmas, you guys. I cannot believe it. And you cannot stop shopping or start shopping, I should say, too early. At Osmond Designs, we have the entire store is on sale today. An additional 20% off the lowest mark prices. And that is already off of our No One Beats Our Prices on high-end, low-end, lots of price points in the middle, in the best brands in the country. So if you're on your way to the BYU game, I hear there is one today. That might be fun. Before or after, stop by Osmond Designs, grab your Fraser fir, your fresh balsam, you know, get those Christmas scents going, and we'd love to have you. If you do mention that you heard the KSL show this morning, the real estate show, you will get an additional 10% off all yellow tags. So you'll get 30% off.
Wait, I heard the show.
For KSL friends
I'm
only.
I'm right here.
Me too.
I know. So come on over. We'd love to have you. Today we have Dan Evans. He's one of our regulars, one of our favorite regulars, I should say. He is a luxury real estate agent with Summit Realty. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, this is the time of year where you discover if your house is good for hosting or not. That's for sure.
And if it's not, we know a really great real estate agent that can help you sell your home.
Exactly. You need more square footage, I'm your guy.
For sure. Okay, Dan, you always know what's going on in the market. What's going on nationally and then what's going on specifically in Utah?
Really good question. So nationally, we are seeing a lot of the COVID purchases that people made in 2020, 2021. We're seeing a high percentage of those getting reversed in that people are either moving from where they moved to or they're selling off, say, second homes or Airbnbs. In fact, you see quite a few Airbnbs on the market right now nationally. Locally, what we are seeing is a return to what we call normalcy or a normal market. So a normal market is there aren't 100 buyers for every house and you have to give up any leverage you have as a buyer to buy a place. What you see is a home that has a lot of features. So nice kitchen, nice bedrooms, nice baths, pool, all that. A feature-rich modern home gets a lot of attention. A home that needs help, you usually have to sell at a discount to sell it right now.
this was the house that you would sell as is, and people would bid on it because they couldn't get anything.
Well, exactly. Or there was so much opportunity in doing a crappy flip that they could buy any house and make money off of it because there was so much demand.
All right, so the environment now, interest rates have gone up. They've, you know, nickel and dime. They've definitely gone up over the past month or two. Where do we stand on price now? Are they still moving north?
They're moving north depending on the segment. So without getting too far in the weeds, so second quarter of this year, we saw a giant jump in listing prices. Now that translated to some homes selling at a higher price, but what we spent the rest of the year doing since about July is we've been seeing those high listing prices coming down on homes that shouldn't have been listed that high.
Yeah, I've seen some pie in the sky asking prices, and I'm wondering if anybody's hitting the number. And I'm doubtful when it's in my own neighborhood and I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, everyone thinks their home is amazing, and that's a wonderful thing. The homes that are hitting the pie in the sky numbers are usually homes that were built by brand name builders. So on the custom world, I don't know if I'm allowed to name names or not.
Of course, yeah.
So we had a home that we sold with Fox Construction Group. It was a resale that Fox Construction built. They have a rabid fan base. They built a beautiful home. That home we sold in the Yellcrest area at the highest price per foot that had ever sold in that area. Consequently, there were like three other homes that came up that were also sky high asking prices, but not Fox Construction. So you see the same thing with a few other builders, like Jackson Leroy, same thing. You see E-Builders,
Magleby,
you see really high. Any of those that have been recently built, you're usually seeing sky high prices.
For sure. Okay. Since we're on the topic of that, just recently there was a spec home in Park City that had its own personal gondola.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
So that home is amazing. So Park City, if you haven't been there, especially around Deer Valley, so Park City Resort consolidated with the Canyons. So they're a huge conglomerate now, and they're seeing some real estate. But Deer Valley, if you have not been up to Deer Valley where Mayflower is being built, it is, I would say, putting us on the map with the other ski areas or ski resort areas. So historically, the Park City area has been, we'll say, ranked the 12 Intermountain region ski areas. We're usually 10th or 11th on pricing. Now we're starting to jump up to where we're middle of the pack and getting up there. And that home, ski access to Deer Valley, private gondola to Deer Valley, people will pay a huge premium for that.
Like, put some numbers to that.
So like that was $60 million.
Only $60 million. And they said it's the most expensive home in all of Utah, right? Even the Wall Street Journal did an ad on it this week. I was blown away. So it was right, one of the first things I asked Dan about.
What would it be worth if there was no gondola? Because most people do not have them.
Then you have to walk or drive to the ski resort.
It's a $2 million home without the gondola. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's probably, I mean, you're talking several million dollars. But what people are discovering about Park City is that, A, it's 30 minutes from the Salt Lake International Airport. You look at any of the other major ski areas, most of those are private jet access only. From a major airport, like Aspen and Vail are 2 hours from Denver. Jackson Hole, I don't even know what the nearest airport is to Jackson Hole, frankly. But for public access, that's close. And so that's why people are willing to pay high prices.
Well, and this is a spec home. It's brand new with all the bells and whistles. I mean, the most modern, beautiful style. I mean, it's always fun to go through and see how the rich and famous live, right? So this was just fun to just scout. And I don't know who's buying these homes, Dan, for $50 million, $60 million. It's got to be celebrities. I don't know who's even looking at this, but I love it. I think it's great. We need some of these homes.
By the way, the nearest real airport to Jackson Hole, Salt Lake City.
Oh, man, four and a half hour drive.
Right?
I've made that drive a bunch. But to Park City, if you want to know, so around Park City, you have a lot of communities, gated communities, where it's a second or third or fifth home for people. Not too many celebrities you don't see, or at least not on the registry. What you see is private equity people. You see people who own firms, people who've sold off a company. That I see all the time. They're coming from a lot of areas, but they have some tie to Utah. See a lot of Chicago, D.C., Dallas. In fact, we are a huge feeder market from Dallas for second homes. I don't know if you've ever been to Dallas in the middle of the summer.
It's not great.
It's not Utah.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. July, in fact. It was not pleasant.
It's a weight loss. It's really hot there. So you get Dallas and then you get Orange County especially as well. And a lot of those people are buying second and third homes to enjoy what is possibly the prettiest area in the summer in the United States, which is Park City.
No doubt about it. And who doesn't love a ski home? Oh. I mean, so much fun. And if you are visiting here, of course you'd want to buy a home here if you have the money to do it, which helps all of our real estate values. We do have the Olympics coming up, which is absolutely incredible. So if you are in the market, if you want to be an investor, definitely call Dan Evans, Summit Realty Group. You sell all the luxury homes in Utah, all across the Wasatch Front. And I always love to have you on this show because it's always intriguing and fascinating, and you're in the weeds, and like we were talking before, you're on the phone from 8 a.m. to 5 or 6 or 10 p.m. every single night. This is what you do, and we're so grateful to have you on the KSL Real Estate Show with us today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your holiday glow-up starts here. Biossance, the science-backed skincare brand with over 100 awards and trusted by millions of customers, is running their biggest sale of the year during this Black Friday season. 30% off site-wide. And you'll also receive their exclusive Mega Bag gift, a free Luxe mini backpack filled with 5 bestsellers, valued at $133 on all orders over $85. This only happens once a year, so shop 30% off and secure your free Mega Bag gift during Biossance's Cyber Week sale, happening now through December 3rd on Biossance.com.
When you've got a lot on your plate, your financial future is the last thing on your mind. You've got groceries to buy, gas tanks to fill, and your kid just got invited to another birthday party. How are you supposed to find the time or the money to invest? Let Acorns help. Acorns makes it easy to invest for you, your kids, and your retirement all in one app. Answer a few questions, and Acorns will recommend an expert-built portfolio that matches your money goals. Then, Acorns automatically invests your money for you every day, week, or month, whatever works for you. You can even start investing with your own spare change. Acorns is an easy way to invest for your future while you take care of today. Ready to give your money a chance to grow? Download Acorns now and sign up in just 5 minutes. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word NEWS to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. And we have Thanksgiving decor on sale at Osmond Designs. The entire store is an additional 20% off. Thanksgiving holiday decor is an additional 30% off. And if you mention that you heard the KSL Real Estate Show today, you're going to receive an additional 30% off of any yellow tag. So it's going to be kind of a fun day. Definitely stop by. Get your Christmas shopping done early. Most of us are buying toys. We're buying big screen TVs, but you also maybe need a sectional. Maybe you need a sideboard to go underneath that floating big screen TV. We also have picture frames. Those always make very inexpensive, meaningful gifts. Put your favorite photo in those. And then, you know, we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. His favorite is the scents of Christmas. We've talked about that before. Fraser fir, fresh balsam. We're speaking Dan's language over here. This is so much fun. Come check those out at Osmond Designs. Welcome to the show.
Hey, well, thank you. This is like the Frasier of actual radio shows. It smells great in here. Always.
Always.
So we were talking about Park City a little bit.
Speaking of Frasier fir and the smell of incredible pine trees, let's talk about Park City.
And actually, yeah, Park City. So near Deer Valley, we were just talking about that a little bit. The east side of the Deer Valley Mountain, which I think eventually will become your main Deer Valley entrance. Getting to Deer Valley through the city is a little bit cumbersome. But that area, so much is going on. And what a lot of families decide or discover is, even local families, is we want a central gathering place that we can enjoy a staycation or a vacation. Park City has become that for quite a few families that live out of state or have some family members out of state.
So, well, and I think that access from the Salt Lake Airport to these areas is incredible. And when you drive to Park City on a snowy day, there's nothing like being in the mountains during winter here in Utah. It's absolutely stunning.
There's actually nothing like driving up there on a snowy day. That's another story.
Utah does it right, though. I mean, I don't know. Any other state cannot do snow removal like Utah does. They don't mess around.
Yeah, with Parley's Canyon, you never hear everybody has to wear chains. That's more a Cottonwood thing.
Correct. So true.
And Kate, it's also on a powder day or a big snow day, getting to Park City is a lot of ways easier than the Cottonwood Canyons.
So true. Okay, so Dan, you sell all these luxury homes in Park City, all across the Wasatch Front. Do you sell normal people homes as well?
All the time. It's fun to talk about the big homes and the second homes and tens of millions of dollars or fives. But normal people homes is what we mostly specialize in. And, you know, in our area here, it depends on what you're looking for. But the market right now for, say, normal homes or actual families who can afford homes is a vibrant market if you actually want opportunity. So meaning if you are looking for a home where you can actually make it your own, this is as good a market as I've seen in probably 6 or 7 years.
Why?
Because people have to price the home to actually discount for the work that the buyer will do. Where before it was multiple offers and everything, now you can actually go in, you can get the home at a reasonable price, put the money in that you need to put into it and not feel like you're just throwing money away.
Well, and I feel like the styles of homes have changed so much. So if you are in an outdated home, you're not going to get as much money as you are if you update your home. And oftentimes that means more than just paint and carpet, cabinet refinishing, bathroom overhauls, pull out that travertine tile and install hardwood floors. And Jeff, you recently remodeled your home.
Well, not quite a remodel. We refinished the wood because it was just beat up. And we put new carpet in and got a new sectional, and it's like we're very happy. It's our home. Now, if I were to put the home on the market, I don't know how it would be received. I know it's perfect for me for right now at my age and my wife, but if it was on the market, maybe everybody would walk in and wrinkle their nose at it because it's not up to the latest minute. Maybe it's 10, 15 years behind.
Oh, no.
But I did get the carpet you told me to get.
I know. And I saw the photos, Jeff, and it is definitely updated. And you would make a killing. All the money that you just spent on that is well worth the money. Dan, you know this better than anyone. When you walk into a home and it's done and it's furnished and it's beautiful.
And Frasier furred.
Yep. You know, that is an emotional sell. The wife specifically, I mean, we're clearly putting people's in bags and boxes, but as soon as she falls in love with that home, there's no going back.
No, there isn't. And it sets a tone when you walk in the home. And the initial few things you see are up to date and look great. Now, I have little kids in my house, and so it's a battle against basically damage in our house all the time. I mean, anything we do ends up getting kind of damaged a little bit because we have three little boys.
Oh, you have to wave the white flag.
You do. Or you surrender. you go the approach of like get rid of the graffiti the second you see it. It's one of the two.
I thought you were going to say get rid of the kids.
there's been a few
date
days.
Date night. Just get out.
But one thing we've noticed, and this is, and I'm projecting at least for myself, is we add something probably every year or every 6 months to our house that's not substantial, but enough that we enjoy it. So like a good example, and this, I mean, we don't live in a $60 million home, which I hate to burst the bubble, but we added like whole home Sonos through our house. We added an outdoor kitchen, and that's what we did this year. A few things that mean a little bit to us, but you do a handful of those over 5 years, and it means a lot to a buyer.
Absolutely. No, and I love that you're an investor. We're going to talk a little bit about that in the next segment. We have Dan Evans with Summit Realty on the show with us. In fact, Dan, let's just talk about it right now.
Yeah.
You own how many properties?
So we have rentals across a bunch of states. But yeah, we have 11 rentals and that's 22 doors.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And do you manage all of that yourself?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I hire it out. I mean, I have rentals in Arkansas and then I also have them here in Utah and then out of our area as well.
So I used to own 33 rental properties.
Jeez.
That's actually how we became where we are today. It was because of our investing in real estate. There are some definite inheritance laws that we will want to mention. Oh, Dan, how do people find you?
Good question. So my phone number is 801-372-3512. And then we also have started doing some property tours on my Instagram. It's embarrassing to say now that I'm saying it, but at Danimal Evans. And so whenever we list or sell a home, we'll do a property tour. You get access to community information, all that on our Instagram.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture Stores. And we have Jeff Kaplan in the house. He's king of KSL Radio.
Oh,
let's be honest. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your holiday glow up starts here. Biossance, the science-backed skincare brand with over 100 awards and trusted by millions of customers, is running their biggest sale of the year during this Black Friday season. 30% off site-wide. And you'll also receive their exclusive mega bag gift, a free Luxe mini backpack filled with five bestsellers, valued at $133 on all orders over $85. This only happens once a year, so shop 30% off and secure your free mega bag gift during Biossance's Cyber Week sale, happening now through December 3rd on Biossance.com.
When you've got a lot on your plate, your financial future is the last thing on your mind. You've got groceries to buy, gas tanks to fill, and your kid just got invited to another birthday party. How are you supposed to find the time or the money to invest? Let Acorns help. Acorns makes it easy to invest for you, your kids, and your retirement all in one app. Answer a few questions, and Acorns will recommend an expert-built portfolio that matches your money goals. Then, Acorns automatically invests your money for you every day, week, or month, whatever works for you. You can even start investing with your own spare change. Acorns is an easy way to invest for your future while you take care of today. Ready to give your money a chance to grow? Download Acorns now and sign up in just 5 minutes. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to you? Just go to KSLNewsRadio.com, click on menu, and then newsletter.
Or go to the KSL News Radio app, and you click on menu, and then it's email alerts.
This is even easier. Just text the word inbox to 57500.
Get the top national and local stories with the three things you need to know newsletter.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tim and Amanda here. Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to your inbox? Put the news back in newsletter and sign up today.
Every weekday, we'll send you an email with the news that's most important to you, including the three things you need to know that day.
Subscribe now. Text the word inbox to 57500 and we'll see you on the radio. Weekday mornings on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. I'm glad you're listening. This is Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehi and Orem. You're in full Christmas season, aren't you?
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Jeff, at Osmond Designs. And we have over 45,000 square feet of in-stock merchandise between the two showrooms, one in Orem, one in Lehi. And then we have a 10,000 square foot warehouse. So you can bring your truck and trailer. Come take it home today and enjoy the holidays with your family and friends, as most of us are hosting parties and want our homes to be beautiful. All the winter festivities are there. It's absolutely beautiful and it smells really, really good at Osmond Designs, and everything's on sale. So come check it out. T- today we have Dan Evans. He's one of our regulars, one of our favorite regulars, I have to say. He is a real estate agent with Summit Realty. Dan, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. Always a fun time.
We always have such a great time, and time just flies with you around. We previously in the other segments talked about what's going on in the market and why it's such a great time to buy. Some of those reasons are supply and demand. People that are buying homes right now need to buy a home. Not very many people want to move around Thanksgiving or Christmas, but there are things, death, divorce. What was the other D?
Death, divorce, diapers.
Diapers. Yeah, that's the third reason that
dominoes,
that they have to move. And, you know, sometimes you want to upsize, other times you want to downsize or just right size. With all of, you know, the winter months, we spend more time in our homes. So that may just even be over the season that you figure out, you know, my home's not really what I want it to be. So definitely reach out to Dan Evans. He can do a free CMA.
Yeah.
Analysis for you.
We call it a strategy session.
Okay.
Yeah. Anytime you need it.
Absolutely. Okay, Dan, a lot of people in Utah have more wealth than they have ever had, and they want to pass some of their wealth to their kids as an inheritance. A trend right now is that they are giving down payments to their kids or their grandkids. I think this is incredible. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so we run across different ages of clients, of course. I mean, most of our clientele are, you know, families have kids. We have several that are empty nesters. And so I was talking to one the other day. She mentioned that before her husband passed, they had allocated money for each of their grandkids to have a down payment for a home. Now, that plan was set forth in 2017. In 2017, we did not have COVID, hadn't heard of COVID or anything like that. Now you fast forward to 2024, we have prices that are 50% higher and then interest rates that are more than double what they were in 2017. So the inheritance that they had given their grandkids, which is an incredibly generous thing to do, it covers the down payment for the house. But now these kids are getting a home, and instead of a $2,000 a month payment, it's $3,000 or $3,500 or even $4,000. So she mentioned that that inheritance is kind of just sitting there because the kids can't afford the monthly payment on the home. So in talking with a couple of different tax people, and certainly I'm not a tax strategist, I'm not an accountant, get your own advice, is you hear about the giant wealth transfer coming from baby boomers to millennials to Generation X to Gen Z to all these people, that this wealth transfer is coming. And you are allowed to pass on inheritance while you're still alive. You don't need to wait until you die and everyone's sad to pass on your wealth.
And don't you think that's when they really need it the most?
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we were talking before that the average 30-year-old right now, for the first time since they started tracking this, is actually worse off financially than their parents. And so you think about all the other generations of 30-year-olds, this is the first time it's been worse.
And there's another reason. You don't want your offspring to be rooting for your death. Come on.
They're like, yes, he finally passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sad.
Yeah, check, please.
That's terrible.
Yeah. No, and so you can pass on inheritance. And so a couple of families have actually started to look at that and say, how can we actually meaningfully help my family outside of giving them a chunk of money so they can go get a Porsche when I pass on? And so we've seen families actually allocate down payment money and then even a little assistance on the actual payment to help their kids and grandkids get into homes as a wealth building strategy for them.
Doesn't that have tax ramifications, though?
Up to $10 million, no. Beyond $10 million, that's where you talk to your estate planning. But you are allowed $10 million in step up on your inheritance.
Whoa.
But is it an inheritance if you're still alive?
You can pass on inheritance while you're still alive.
That's incredible.
Mind blown.
Okay, so Central Bank is a sponsor of this program. If you need a loan, please check them out. Not only do they do new home loans, they do construction loans, they do car payment loans, all of those good things. They actually have a youth savings plan. But on this subject, let's talk about, you know, there are some creative financing options. So you can do 2-1 buy downs for interest rates that bring down that monthly payment. So just like you're saying, when we are considering inheritance, most of our kids can't afford a home. So they need to be creative about how they're doing that. Maybe they can even rent out their basement and you can use that as income plus your inheritance plus buy down the rate. I mean, you're sitting great.
Can we go back to a 2-1 buy down, you said?
Yeah, Dan, tell us what a 2-1 buy down is.
Oh, sure. So we'll talk about a few financing options. And something to consider with, say, an inheritance within the family is a 2-1 buy down is where you can take, say, today's interest rate, which if you look at the billboards, I have no affiliation with Mortgage Mike, but I know him by name because I see him on the freeway. And so anyway, he currently shows a 6.6% rate as we speak. So you can go in and you can buy down the rate. You pay the lender. It's usually 1% to buy a 0.5% of the rate, if that makes sense. So if your home's $1 million, $10,000 gets you a 0.5% off the interest rate.
Worth it?
Depending on how long you're in the home. If you're in there more than 5 years, definitely. If it's a year, probably not.
Well, and it just may be a make or break for even being able to afford the home.
Correct.
So that's huge.
And if you're trying to help out kids and grandkids and family members, that's one other tool that you can allocate towards them to help them build wealth.
And Heather, your point for months and months and years is get in on the real estate. It's the quickest way and the smartest way to wealth.
It is. 90% of all millionaires made their money in real estate. You cannot work a full-time job and make the money that you can in real estate. Dan and I, before the show even started, were talking about our kids and grandkids someday and how they will never be able to do what we did. We couldn't do what we did. We invested in real estate. We rode that wave. And that's why we're in the positions that we're in right now, so, because we did invest.
Let me ask, if you were starting right now, the world as it is today, not when you did, because you tell your story and it's a real, well, a Horatio Alger story. You picked yourself up by your bootstraps, lived in a basement. I remember the story. What would you do today?
Buy more real estate. That's what I would do.
Well, you don't have any money. You're just starting out in life. You're 20 years old, whatever. How would you get there?
Save money and get a down payment and buy as quickly as possible is what I would do.
I would say nothing feels better than feeling like you're being productive with your money. I mean, spending money on cool things feels good in the moment, but to actually be able to invest in stocks or put it in
Bitcoin.
Yeah. Yeah. Any kind of crypto, buy crypto. I'm just kidding. But being able to invest right now to where you can save for a down payment, I have never heard a single person in the moment they bought a home say, this feels so cheap. It is universal. It feels expensive in the moment. And in the rearview mirror, you think, why didn't I do that 10 times? Even now, wouldn't you say? I mean, it's
even
over
now,
and over again.
I know. And oftentimes in my free time, I just get on the MLS and I just search and I just look, and I'm always looking for investments. In fact, just this last couple of days, I was looking at another real estate investment, and it's not that I have plenty on my plate. It's just so smart. And if you invest your money, then you can live off the interest.
Exactly. And even our current home that we're in right now, we bought it 4.5 years ago. And I remember telling my wife, this feels like so much. And now looking back, we're like, why don't we get a bigger house? And so it happens over and over again. But starting out, if you are just starting out, investing and putting your money to work is a great way to start.
Dan, didn't you just mention that you just purchased another investment?
2 weeks ago, purchased an investment. And I mean, it's not great interest rates right now, right? And prices are elevated. But for me and for you, I need to keep on buying rental real estate because as I acquire that and accumulate that, I can rent those out. I can pay them down, or I can turn them into better opportunities when I see them. But it's like Monopoly. It's like any other game. Is you want to have the chips ready to cash them in when you have an opportunity.
So you just ride the wave. If the market's moving, wonderful. If it's not moving, you have income.
Yeah. And the rental I bought was from a new builder. And that rental, they incentivized me so heavily to buy it that even though I don't feel like the numbers are great, the opportunity is I bought a home at a good discount and I can at some point resell it or refinance it.
There's a fear among first timers. And I would imagine first time investors who are contemplating rental units that you're going to be purchasing a money pit. I'm going to have to do this. What if the floors go bad? You know, the kind of things that I was just doing and was happy to do. On the way into the house, I wouldn't have been so happy to spend that money. So what do you say to people who think, I'm scared, I don't want to take the step because who knows what I'm going to face on the other side of signing?
Yeah, it's a very common thing, and frequently, and we say this often, is that people usually learn through regret, especially when it comes to real estate. And so I'm a pretty skilled salesperson. I practice every day. Oftentimes the best teacher is someone misses out on a home and they think, oh, I wish we would have done that. And then they're ready to go the next time. But like with that rental, I mean, when builders are offering huge incentives to buy their product, rather than I look at it and say they must be slow, I think, oh, that's a great opportunity. That will turn around.
Well, and I think there's this threshold that each of us are willing to do. Dan, you're very busy. You have a full-time job. You have 22 other rental properties. Purchasing a fixer-upper is maybe not in the cards for you, that you want to spend a ton of time and get an additional full-time job to what you're doing. But buying something brand new, like you just did, even if you're breaking even, over time, the price and value of that home is going to escalate and rents are going to escalate and you're going to make a ton. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Dan Evans with Summit Realty, one of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, on the show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your holiday glow up starts here. Biossance, the science backed skincare brand with over 100 awards and trusted by millions of customers, is running their biggest sale of the year during this Black Friday season. 30% off site wide. And you'll also receive their exclusive mega bag gift, a free luxe mini backpack filled with five bestsellers, valued at $133 on all orders over $85. This only happens once a year, so shop 30% off and secure your free mega bag gift during Biossance's Cyber Week sale, happening now through December 3rd on Biossance.com.
When you've got a lot on your plate, your financial future is the last thing on your mind. You've got groceries to buy, gas tanks to fill, and your kid just got invited to another birthday party. How are you supposed to find the time or the money to invest? Let Acorns help. Acorns makes it easy to invest for you, your kids, and your retirement all in one app. Answer a few questions, and Acorns will recommend an expert built portfolio that matches your money goals. Then, Acorns automatically invests your money for you every day, week, or month, whatever works for you. You can even start investing with your own spare change. Acorns is an easy way to invest for your future while you take care of today. Ready to give your money a chance to grow? Download Acorns now and sign up in just 5 minutes. Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisors LLC is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Securities LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
A fascinating edition of the KSL Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. Jeff Kaplan here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. We are just coming off the high of Thanksgiving, getting ready for Christmas. It's the holidays. Most people are not wanting to sell. Today we have Dan Evans with Summit Realty. Dan, what's your opinion of selling in the winter?
You know, a good time to sell is anytime if you ask a real estate agent, of course. Like, there's always a hot market if you're looking to sell.
Which is actually true.
It really is true. There is always opportunity. So we were talking earlier that the market right now, there are so many people looking at homes, but they are a picky group of people. But the people who move in December and January, they are not picky people. They are, I have to move people is what they are. So oftentimes people will say, oh, I don't want to sell on the holidays. I've got parties. Realistically, you're talking a handful of days of December where you probably don't want to show your home, but your home looks its best in the holidays almost always. And it smells its best. And you have people who have to move. That is a great recipe for doing very well on your home.
No doubt about it.
Do you trick your house out for Christmas, like with all the fixings, you know, all the twinkling lights and everything, or do you go more subdued?
A good question. And typically, and this is more Heather's purview, but I would say oftentimes you tell people to pare down their house and declutter a little bit. holiday decorations are great clutter. If we're talking about clutter.
I was going to say, maybe do 50% of what you normally
you
do.
You Scrooges.
Ouch. But our goal is to appeal to the masses. And so, you know, it may be your liking, maybe your taste, but a lot of people don't appreciate just stuff everywhere where you actually can't even see the home.
Maybe not a bunch of dolls with eyeballs looking at you. Otherwise, I think holiday decoration is great.
Oh, that's
no offense
awesome.
Intended. Anybody with all those dolls,
they're
would be
wonderful, wonderful collections. Wonderful. Just don't have people see them.
There we go. Okay. Okay. We talk a lot about homes with yards, commercial real estate. What about condos and townhomes? Those are springing up everywhere, and affordable housing is all the rage right now.
Yeah, exactly. And my first house was a condo, or I should say my first place I bought, and then second was a townhome. And condos and townhomes are great for getting your foot in the door and getting established. It's a great short-term solution.
Now, I've always heard they don't appreciate the way a home does, a freestanding home. True?
It can be. I mean, it's not the same. It also is a foot in the door. So you have to look at it and say, is this an area I want to be in? I mean, oftentimes relocation people come and buy condos and townhomes because they just want to get their foot in the door. But they don't appreciate the level of a house does, but it is a forced savings that helps you build wealth. So, I mean, I did it. I still have, I guess, I took the first condo I owned and I turned it into a duplex in Arkansas eventually.
Wow. I think where people get in trouble with condos is they dump $200,000 into it and you're never going to get that out when your neighbors are not doing the same.
Wait, no. Wait, did you say Arkansas? Is that a street in Provo?
It might be a street in Provo.
Yeah, what are you doing in Arkansas, Dan?
It's also just a rental opportunity, but I turned the equity into that into another opportunity. To Heather's point though, and boy, have I seen it, is when you go to meet with a builder, if it's a new construction townhome or condo, they want to push you to do as much as possible. And that is not the place to do it. Save your money and have it for a house. But look at what the other neighbors are doing. If I were buying a condo, if you want a little hot tip, I would buy a bottom or a top floor. I would not buy a middle floor if you can help it. And with a townhome, at any and all cost, I would get an end unit and not a middle unit. If you have those, they're great. I own those. Just if you had a preference, that's where I'd go.
I think that's a great
is that
tip.
Life comfort, or is that because of appreciation?
Neighbors.
Yeah. So in condos, you're typically in Utah, it's usually a three-story building, and it can go up from there. Now, the higher-end luxury condos like you see downtown here, so we actually just sold one in City Creek. It went for $2.3 million. Mm. Those condos, you don't hear a lot of noise. Typical condos, you hear your upstairs neighbor more often than not.
And if you have an end unit, there's nobody on one side of you.
Exactly. It's brighter. It's lighter. But again, if it's what you can afford, you get it no matter what. But if you have a choice, I would go bottom or top. Top floor.
Worth spending more for, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then be reasonable about the upgrades that you're doing if it's a new construction, right? So be very, very careful. Get in the market. That's the theme of this show. And it's such a great time. December is probably one of the best. You may save $50,000, $100,000 on your home. Even though interest rates may be a little bit higher, it's such a great opportunity to create wealth in the real estate market. We have Dan Evans, Summit Realty. Thank you so much for being here. How do people find you?
The best way to find me is my phone number, 801-372-3512. We have evansteamutah.com. And then my Instagram handle, the famous at Danimal Evans.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next week on the KSL Real Estate Show.
To build and scale cloud technology, organizations need top-tier visibility and identity control. That's why CyberArk partnered with Wiz. Together, we protect your multi-cloud infrastructure, applications, and identities. Wiz provides deep visibility into both human and machine identity risks, helping you stay proactive. Then, with CyberArk, you gain complete control by implementing zero-standing privileges, securing every identity, and reducing risk. Discovered with Wiz. Secured by CyberArk. Together, building a safer, scalable cloud.